It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Utah law enforcement sounding off on sextortion, saying that it's become a huge problem that parents need to be aware of.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, for those that are unfamiliar, this is when a predator poses as someone else, starts communicating with a child online, eventually encourages that child to send explicit photos, and then demands money to prevent sending those pictures to people the child knows. Weber County Detective Dustin Stewart tells KSL.com this happens every single day, and it's impacted kids as young as 6 years old. Says the best thing you can do is to talk openly with your kids about this and what they're doing on social media ahead of time. A good rule of thumb, if you don't know someone in real life, they're likely not who they say they are online. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A large-scale search for a missing hiker over the weekend in Davis County ended on a positive note.
He had been missing for going on 48 hours on an overnight trip near Thurston Peak on Friday. Davis County Sheriff's deputies say he did not return when expected on Saturday. They say 25-year-old Tobias Bratton from Washington State walked back to the trail on Sunday afternoon about 4 p.m. low on supplies, little more than scrapes on his hand for injuries. Sheriff spokesperson Stephanie Dinsmore tells KSL 5 they are grateful that he is back.
We just hope that people who are watching this understand the importance of preparing and making a plan and telling people where they're at.
Turns out Tobias took a wrong turn and found himself three canyons away from the Fernwood Trailhead. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Senate is expected to vote early this week on a package of four bills that were passed by the House over the weekend. The bills provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and they provide for the sale of TikTok. ABC's Jay O'Brien has the latest from Washington.
It means all of this stuff is wrapped into one bow. And so when you think about that legislation, for instance, to force a sale of TikTok away from its Chinese parent company, and if that sale doesn't happen, then the app could be banned. Right now, the choice that the Senate is facing is if it wants to vote for that aid for Israel and Ukraine, for instance, it also has to vote for that legislation aimed at TikTok.
The House voted on each issue separately, but the Senate will vote on them as a package.
All four of Utah's representatives voted to force a sale of TikTok, but only half supported sending billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the details. Peter?
Tim, Congressman John Curtis joined KSL News Radio a couple weeks ago and said TikTok unified both Republicans and Democrats when they pushed users to pressure their politicians.
We should all be alarmed. Imagine if this was on Election Day and they mandated that everybody, before they access their TikTok account, watch a video about a politician that was from the Chinese government.
Now, it was a 50-50 split over Ukraine. Representatives Curtis and Blake Moore supported sending ammo and money to the war-torn country, while Representatives Burgess Owens and Celeste Malloy opposed. Moore calls this the most unstable geopolitical moment since the Cuban Missile Crisis, and Malloy says the national debt is too high to continue to support Ukraine. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Opening statements start this morning in New York in the hush money trial against former President Trump. The prosecution and defense will lay out their arguments, and the former president says he plans to testify at some point in the trial.
Inflation is impacting families and employers.
Inflation is still a major problem for American businesses.
64% of the respondents expect prices to continue to rise, and another 30% saying that inflation may even accelerate over the next quarter.
Economist Michael Urich with a major finding in NABE's latest business condition survey. Another issue, staffing.
We've seen labor shortages for quite a while now. 36% of respondents expect shortages to continue, and that's up from 29% in our last survey.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Provo police located one of two people they say were involved in a major car crash caught on video near 130 East and 500 North 2 weeks ago. Do you remember that video that sent a car flying through the air?
Crazy.
But you won't forget that if you see it. The department says the U.S. Marshal's Office arrested the passenger, but they haven't found the driver yet. Police say the driver did not stop for an officer before crashing into two parked cars.
Several road closures will be impacting traffic this week. The first one is in Draper. I-15 over 123rd South will see lane closures each night from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. The second is the Riverton-South Jordan area. Southbound 2700 West is going to be closed to through traffic at 118th South intersection starting this morning and lasting until Friday. And then in Provo Canyon, there's some closures today and tomorrow.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Right now, travel through Salt Lake Valley backed up between 45th South and the I-80 turnoff in South Salt Lake. Still have a semi on the right shoulder, South 15, just before Point of the Mountain that was on fire a little bit earlier. South from Ogden to Salt Lake on I-15, at least at the moment, still moving at the full speed limit throughout Weber and Davis counties. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
President Russell M. Nelson of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints made a surprise visit during the Manti Temple rededication. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Tim, members of the church in Sanpete County weren't expecting President Nelson to be there for the rededication. More than 230,000 people toured the temple during the open house, according to the church news. And President Nelson and his wife Wendy have family ties to Sanpete County. They were joined by other church leaders in remembering the area's pioneer history and encouraging members of the church to attend the temple as often as they can. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Pregnant workers have the right to a wide range of accommodations under new federal regulations outlined in the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. A group of Republican lawmakers originally championed the law, but now are speaking against it because sections were added that include abortion. The new rules will cover roughly 1.5 million pregnant workers a year.
An Ada County sheriff's deputy is dead after being shot during a traffic stop in Boise. The Sheriff's Department says that Deputy Tobin Bolter was doing a routine stop when the driver shot him and fled the scene. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he later died. He was 27 years old.
The head of Israel's military intelligence has resigned over not having more information in advance of the Hamas attack in October. He becomes the first senior Israeli figure to step down over the failure surrounding the attack, and it could set the stage for more resignations.
Sleeping bags and tents filled with protesters covered a lawn at Columbia University over the weekend. They are calling for the Ivy School to divest its stocks, funds, and endowments from companies they say profit from Israel's war against Hamas. Reva Feinstein is a retired administrator for Columbia.
The whole thing breaks my heart, and especially, I think the worst, horrible, most horrible thing is what's going on with these hostages, that it's 198 days today.
Police did make arrests when protesters blocked access to some areas of campus.
The observance of Passover starts tonight.
Jews around the world will soon celebrate Passover, recounting the biblical story of their exodus from Egypt after hundreds of years of slavery. But this year, when Passover begins on Monday, many families are torn on how to celebrate.
I don't really understand how I can celebrate it right now.
Alon Gott's mother was killed, and his wife and sister were taken hostage in the Hamas attack of October 7th. His wife was returned, but his sister remains in Gaza.
We're just gonna sit and eat a normal dinner because we can't really celebrate any freedom.
The Israeli government has also scaled back upcoming festivities in light of the mood and fearing public protests. Likewise, the Muslim sacred month of Ramadan, capped by a three-day feast, was a sad, low-key affair for Palestinians. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And Tesla is adjusting its prices after a company-wide layoff of about 10%.
Tesla has announced major price cuts in Germany, China, and the United States as it grapples with falling sales and intensifying price wars. Tesla reported this month that global vehicle deliveries in the first quarter fell for the first time in nearly 4 years. Model Y, X, and S were lowered by $2,000, and on Saturday, Tesla announced that the full self-driver assistant software from $12,000 to $8,000 in the United States. I'm Chuck Palm.